producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show on this Sunday, January 18th, 2015. I'm David Knight. I'll be your host today. We have some amazing stories that have come out. We've got some new leaks from the Snowden documents that have been reported on exclusively by Der Spiegel, talking about how mass surveillance is only phase zero for our government's plans. Phase three, to give you a hint, is domination. If you didn't know that already, we're going to talk about that in a little bit more detail. But we have another amazing story, another exclusive from the Daily Mail, about a screenwriter who was mysteriously killed in 1997 after he'd finished a script, and it was on his way to deliver the script, a script that he said was going to show the real reason behind the Panama invasion. And this is a guy that, as they've done the investigation over the intervening 18 years or so, this is a guy that had intimate connections with the CIA. And, of course, he's not the only one. We saw this with the interview that just came out with Sony, how you had the State Department approving the script and saying, yeah, we want you to push that. A RAND Corporation consultant saying, that's going to be very useful because we've got to plant the idea in the minds of people, especially in the minds of South Korea and these DVDs that are going to find their way into North Korea. We need to plant the idea that the only way that we're going to get regime change in North Korea is through assassination. So there's a very deliberate attempt. You can see it in Zero Dark Thirty. So many different movies. We're going to talk about some of the other movies that have just come out in the last week. Selma, American Sniper. If you've seen those movies, we're going to take your calls. We have a different number on Sunday. That is 877-789-2539 or 877-789-ALEX. So we want to talk about the CIA's influence in Hollywood, of course, how they get rid of journalists like we've seen in many cases. They also get rid of screenwriters. This is an amazing story. I think you'll find the details be very interesting. Also, there's now a Gitmo guard who has gone public with a book. His conscience was bothering him. He said he personally knows of a case where CIA killed prisoners and made it look like suicide. So we're going to talk about that. See, it's not just journalists like Michael Hastings. It's not just screenwriters like this fellow Gary DeVore. It's anyone that opposes the government. And when we look at the fact that they want to dominate us through the internet, that is something we should all be very concerned about. We're going to talk about, I think, really the nuclear weapon to use against tyranny. It's a peaceful weapon. It's knowing what your rights are about jury nullification. We're going to see how that is coming to play in the trial of the person accused of running Silk Road. There's a massive jury nullification movement. They're trying to educate people what their rights are because a lot of the people think that you shouldn't go to jail for running a website. Regardless of what people are doing with it, there's a certain number of people, I think they make a good case, that you shouldn't go to jail just for running a website. Now, of course, we've got people like Barrett Brown who were sent to jail because they linked to some websites. This is a very dangerous area that we're getting in, especially when we look at the fact that the CIA essentially is abusing their power. The NSA is abusing their power. They're doing whatever they wish, knowing that they're not going to be held legally accountable. And along those lines, there was an interesting story that came out today on Reuters. They're exclusive, saying the White House says that net neutrality legislation is not needed. Let me tell you why the White House doesn't think they need legislation for net neutrality. He says net neutrality rules aren't needed because the FCC has the authority to write them. You see, we don't need Congress to make the laws because Congress is nothing but a useless appendage. They exist presumptively just to run the graft that keeps our federal government running. They can hand out the money to the corporate donors of both the Democrats and Republicans. But as far as legislation, we don't need them because we've got regulatory bureaucracies that will write the laws for you. that are not accountable to the people in any way, shape, or form. That's what Obama is saying. That's what we've seen. We're going to be right back. Stay with us. We'll be taking your calls.
When cells become toxic,
aging starts at the cellular level. When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in.
In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries. During that period, key patented compounds have focused on mitochondrial growth, nerve growth, and rejuvenation. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. We now have the synergistic solution, DNA Force, just one of the key compounds. BioPQQ is backed by major clinical studies and over 175 PubMed listed published studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? The ultimate value, cutting edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.
Respect is restricted to fewer people.
That's veteran Denver police officer Charles Jones IV smashing an unarmed suspect in the face 6 times.
Officers accused of using excessive force on a suspect and then trying to erase the evidence.
I'm observing what they're doing and they're okay. I don't understand what's going on.
A community rates low on an information scale when the press, radio, and other channels of communication are controlled by only a few people.
Does it raise ethical questions about the use of government money to produce stories about the government that wind up being aired with no disclosure that they were produced by the government?
How can you ask such a question?
What difference at this point does it make?
When a competent observer looks for signs of despotism in a community, he looks beyond fine words and noble phrases.
There are actions I have the legal authority to take as president that will help make our immigration system more fair and more just. Tonight, I'm announcing those actions.
What I say goes, see? I'm the law around here.
He came, he saw, he died.
Yes, in modern warfare, our military leaders are finding that words and ideas are highly effective weapons.
We just have to be repetitive about this. We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
We are trained to deceive if we have to. You really don't have to trust me. You shouldn't trust me. In fact, by my actually participating in that, I will taint the news.
In communities of this kind, despotism stands a good chance.
The 9 most terrifying words in the English language are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
How can this use? Well, we're going to do everything we can to help you.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's the Alex Jones Show, because there is a war for your mind.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show, this live edition on Sunday, January the 18th, 2015. We have some amazing stories to cover. As I just mentioned in the last segment, there's an exclusive story from the Daily Mail about a screenwriter who mysteriously disappeared in 1997 after he'd finished writing the script for a movie that was going to show, as he put it, the real reason for the Panama invasion. Now, this wasn't a guy who had just come up with a wild theory. This is somebody who had very deep ties with the CIA in Hollywood. And as we've reported, that's something that is pervasive throughout Hollywood. We've seen this with the Sony interview. We've seen it with Zero Dark Thirty. We've seen John Rizzo, the former chief counsel for the CIA, writing in his autobiography, Company Man, how this is a guy who justified the use of torture, things like waterboarding and so forth. Talking about how they had resources in Hollywood that were very eager to be used by the CIA, people that they'd use on both the left and the right of the political spectrum to do what they wanted to do. But here's a case of a screenwriter who I believe, and many people believe, may have seen some things that really did show the real reason for our invasion of Panama. Disappearing, and when he shows up, he's missing both hands. And, of course, his script is missing. But now they're starting to put the clues together. And these British documentary filmmakers were visited by a contractor from the Department of Defense told to drop the project. So I think that's why they went with the Daily Mail. But we're going to talk about what they have discovered. We're also going to talk about some other new movies that have come out that I believe are instruments of propaganda, not just The Interview from Sony, not just Zero Dark Thirty from Sony, but things like American Sniper or Selma. How are they being used to manipulate the public? Is it something that is just the personal point of view of the director, of Clint Eastwood, of Oprah Winfrey, or is it perhaps deeper? So we're going to talk about that. And if you've seen those two movies, give us a call. We want to talk to you. We're going to be taking calls today. The number on Sunday is 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-ALEX. Now, there's also another story that came out, another exclusive, this one from Der Spiegel in Germany. It's a release of some more Snowden documentation that shows that the NSA is saying that phase zero of what they plan to do was merely the mass surveillance. There's a phase one, a phase two, a phase three is domination. So we're going to talk about what's behind that, what they have revealed about that, essentially saying that with domination, their goal is real-time controlled escalation. They say that under the dominate phase, they will control and destroy critical systems and networks at will through pre-positioned access that, of course, has been laid in phase zero. So we're going to talk about that in depth. And finally, the third thing we're going to talk about in depth is jury nullification. This is one of the things that you can do if you understand your rights. If you don't know what your rights are, you don't have any rights. If you don't exercise your rights, you have no rights. So you need to understand what's going on with jury nullification. As I just showed on the screen there, this is all coming to the forefront in a trial that's going on in Manhattan now. They're preparing for this. I believe it starts this Tuesday. But some fully informed jury activists have shown up at the court, and they've been very effective at informing people about fully informed jury association, the FIJA movement. And the judge is so upset about this that she has threatened to create a secret jury. In other words, busing people in from another area outside of the city, busing them in so they don't see the protesters, keeping them sequestered so that she can deceive them and lie to them about what the law is. So we're going to talk about that in a few minutes. But first, I want to go to this story that came out of the Daily Mail about the screenwriter who disappeared. And we should all be very concerned when we see our government assassinating people who are providing information to the public, people, journalists like Michael Hastings or this screenwriter who essentially had had enough and wanted to come out with the information that he thought was incredibly criminal. So when we see this type of thing happen, and this has a lot of very suspicious circumstances with it, just like the Michael Hastings case. To give you an overview of this, this screenwriter, Gary DeVore, had written movies like Raw Deal and Time Cop. Raw Deal was a Schwarzenegger movie. There's pictures in this article of him hanging out with a lot of people in Hollywood. Kurt Russell, Arnold Schwarzenegger, many action film stars. They say his body was found after it disappeared a year later in a California aqueduct. But there were some strange circumstances about this. Not only were both of his hands missing from the car that he was driving, his script was never found. Now they say that even a former White House official has confirmed that he was working with the CIA in Panama. Now, he was on his way at the time, they point out, to deliver a film script, and it was going to give the real reason that we invaded Panama, according to him. The interesting thing was how the car wound up. It wound up going the wrong way for the way that he should be driving. So some people said, well, perhaps he got off to take a break and he got confused and got on the wrong side of the road and then ran into the aqueduct. The problem is that he would have had to have driven two miles going the wrong way. There were no lights on this highway yet. When they found the car, the headlights were turned off. So he was driving the wrong way, going that way for 2 miles. And, of course, this is a guy who had previously been a long-distance truck driver. They say that he never wore his seatbelt. He never wore his never carried his wallet in his back pocket, as was something that he had started doing as a long-distance truck driver. But both of those things were there. So he was seatbelted in, and he had his wallet in his back pocket. But, of course, the amazing thing is that he had no hands. He was driving, apparently, with no hands. They say that the research team that was putting this together was warned to drop the investigation by a Department of Defense contractor. They've also secured testimony from the coroner that reveals that human hands that they later found in the car, disconnected, were in fact around 200 years old. Now, here's the amazing thing. Now, these documentary producers, I can understand that they're scared if they have gone through and they have looked to see what's behind this. They see that it's an incredible story, nothing believable about the circumstances of his death. And so then they're warned by a Department of Defense contractor, and they say, someone in authority lied or made a shocking error. Shocking error? They say, there could be an innocent explanation for the hands, but it's as extraordinary as a conspiracy theory, and it's very suspicious. You don't say. You think there's an innocent explanation for somebody being found dead without his hands behind the wheels of a car? See, that's what bothers me about so much of this stuff. People can never bring themselves to question the official story, no matter how implausible it is. And if there are things that point to a government agency being involved in criminal actions, we're never allowed to go there. We have to kind of point to those things and say, well, gee, that's kind of suspicious, but maybe there's a plausible explanation for that. Stay with us. We're going to be right back taking your calls, and I want to tell you what else they found in this particular story. We'll be right back. Why did we invade Panama?
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
By now, you've heard the news stories about police shootings turned into racially charged protests and police officers being executed in retaliation. These developments are frightening, to say the least. The scary part is that now police officers feel like they have to form committees and hold public hearings just to get approval to respond to a violent crime in progress. They have to hesitate now and worry about being attacked by the media and the public just for doing their jobs. The point is, you need to be able to defend yourself. Your home, business, family, your survival depends on you now more than ever. Look, the police are being hamstrung. Anti-American forces are working to register and eventually confiscate our guns. Politics are threatening our Second Amendment and our freedom. Fight back. Get a Ghost AR-15 at guns80.com. Go to 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. Look, there are no papers, no dealers, and no registration. Get your Ghost AR-15 rifle now. Go to guns80.com, that's guns80.com, or call 844-2-GUNS-80 today.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who Who isn't looking for more vibrant, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. UnseenNow's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN. Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Sunday, January the 18th, 2015. I'm David Knight, your host for the day. We are going to be taking your calls at 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-ALEX. I've been talking about the nexus of the CIA and Hollywood. That's going to be the topic we're going to explore. I'd like to take your calls if you've seen American Sniper or Selma, because those are two movies that I think are going to have a big effect on the way people view war, the way they view race relations here in America. And we've seen over and over again that Hollywood has an agenda that in many times is being informed and run by the CIA. In this particular case that we've been talking about, an exclusive from the Daily Mail, talking about a screenwriter who disappeared back in 1997. He was going to make his directorial debut. This is someone who had written movies like Dogs of War, Raw Deal, Time Cop, movies back in the 80s and 90s. He was a successful screenwriter in Hollywood. But he had another aspect to his life, and that was he was very closely linked with the CIA. And as he disappeared and was gone for about a year, when he surfaced, when they found his body, they found that there were a lot of things that were unusual about the way he died. They found him in a Los Angeles aqueduct, his car submerged. Now, to get there, he would have had to have been driving the wrong way for a couple of miles at night when there were no lights, with his lights turned off. His lights were turned off inside the car. They found him in a way that he did not drive. He was a long-distance truck driver. He never drove with a seatbelt, with his wallet in his back pocket. Both of those things were there. That was uncharacteristic. And, of course, the script that he had just finished and was coming back with, that was missing as well. But then the most amazing thing was that he apparently had been driving with no hands. Now, what he said he was working on was a movie that was going to show the real reason that we invaded Panama. And according to him, and according to the movie that he was going to direct, The Big Steal, it was done to cover up something of a bank robbery. Yeah, that's right, a bank robbery. Why would the American government stage an invasion to essentially do a bank robbery? Well, they didn't need the money. What they needed were the blackmail tapes that Noriega has. He says, it sounds like the Pentagon planned the bank robbery and the war was just a diversion. His research for the end product included an article from the London's now defunct Sunday correspondent that alleged that dictator General Manuel Noriega had compiled a stash of sex tapes that featured top-ranking U.S. officials. Noriega, it says, was running honey traps, inviting diplomats and other government officials to his home, get them filled with drugs and alcohol, and then filming their antics. And after years of research, Dr. Alford, who is doing the film, says that this may have implied that the invasion was nothing more than a diversion that would allow the U.S. into Panama to steal back incriminating photos of senior U.S. officials that Noriega was blackmailing them with. Does that sound credible? Sounds credible to me. We've had a lot of accusations of that type of thing, not only from about CIA agents, but also about President George H.W. Bush as well. Now, the interesting thing about this is, according to his widow, she said that he got a lot of phone calls from the CIA, and when they first got married, he says, I'm going to be getting a lot of these phone calls, but don't pay any attention to them. She said, in the month before he disappeared, he was getting them on a very frequent basis. And then after the guy disappeared, within a week, he was visited by not only the CIA, but the FBI, the NSA, and the Department of Defense. Now, that's kind of strange, isn't it, that you would get visitations from all of those types of people. But she said that she would find out that he would be traveling with the CIA on many of these trips that he was taking. A lot of times he would say that he was just going to research shooting locations. But she said she's found out that he wasn't with the crews that he said he was. And it's been substantiated now by people who were in the Bush White House that, yes, he was, in fact, traveling not only with the CIA on special ops, but also going to Panama. This is an amazing story, but it's not something that we haven't seen before. When we saw the Michael Hastings car crash, immediately there were many things about the crash itself that didn't add up. And then as time went by, you start seeing all of these other things that are happening as part of the backstory. And, of course, we know that the government is perfectly capable of assassinating people. As a matter of fact, we just saw that with the Sony interview, we just saw that we had the Rand Corporation consultant as well as the State Department signing off on this quote-unquote comedy that was really a piece of propaganda, saying, yeah, it's kind of over the top the way that you kill the North Korean leader, but I think we need to plant that idea in people's minds. The sooner the better. They need to understand that we need regime change, and the only way that we're going to get it is with assassination. And, of course, all the DVDs that are going to find their way into South Korea are eventually going to start filtering into the North so people can get that idea as well. See, we're putting up with a criminal element in our government that basically doesn't believe it has any restrictions on itself. What a perfect way to control everything. If you can create a secret organization with a very powerful government and say that, well, because of state security, we can't tell you anything that we're going to do. If that didn't corrupt the people in and of itself, criminals could easily infiltrate that and take that organization over. That's why we can't have a secret government. And, of course, everything the government does in every aspect now has become secret. Our lives are to be an open book to the federal government, but nothing that they do, whether it's the CIA or somebody that is just running an airport, nothing that they do is available for us to see what they're doing. See, it's completely the other way. To underscore that, these documents that came out from Der Spiegel, some new Snowden documents point out that the NSA is developing cyber weapons with an attacker mindset for domination in the digital war. They say that mass surveillance was apparently just the beginning. The agency is now preparing for future wars in cyberspace in which control over the Internet and rival networks will be the key to victory. And these are some new Snowden documents that were released to the German paper Der Spiegel. They say mass surveillance of the NSA was labeled in these documents as phase zero in America's digital war strategy, intended to detect vulnerabilities in enemy systems so that, quote, stealthy implants could infiltrate the systems and allow, quote, permanent access. Phase three is labeled dominate, where the agency will control and destroy critical systems and networks with prepositioned access that they did in phase zero and use real-time escalation. So this is what they've got in store for us. As they go on and point out in the article from Der Spiegel, they talk about them as being the D weapons. Of course, we usually talk about NBC, nuclear, biological, and chemical. In Germany, they're calling it the atomic, biological, and chemical. So that's ABC, and then D is digital. I guess if we go to E, I guess that would be environmental weapons, like climate control, something like that. At that point, we are truly effed, I guess. But ABC and now D weapons, where they're coming after everything we do. They say it's no coincidence that the director of the NSA also serves as the head of Cyber Command. And they point out that intelligence agencies have adopted plausible deniability so that they can do all this stuff without ever being caught. But somebody has blown the whistle on some of their operations, and we're going to tell you about that, not just Snowden, but about assassination. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Global warming covertly describes the effects of iron poisoning. CO2 is iron poison blood types and is the body's defense mechanism to buffer the oxygen iron attracts. CO2 in blood and blood type prevalences are used as false evidence for global warming and is the setup for the greatest fraud in history. The healthy blood type AB is on the Shroud of Turin and is their DNA proof they are his Christ. For further information, unveilingthem.com. UNVEILING.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
Yeah, yeah. Infowars.com. Yeah.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this January 18th, 2015. That's right, it's already 2015 and we're already past half of the month. And as we're looking at this, we have a great calendar here for 2015, the InfoWars calendar. If you haven't seen this at the InfoWars store, go there and take a look at it at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a calendar each month. We've got a full-color art poster that promotes truth and liberty and a detailed description under each photo to keep you and your loved ones knowledgeable about the historical fight against tyranny and oppression. And each month you get a bonus of a special InfoWars store coupon. So that's the 2015 calendar. One way to start a conversation in your office. And, of course, it's the Safe for Work calendar, even though we have a picture of Dianne Feinstein as you have never seen her before or are likely to ever see her again. It's pretty funny. We were talking just before the break about this amazing story about this Hollywood screenwriter who was in the process of exposing the real reason he believed that we invaded Panama. And it was an interesting premise. He called the picture as he was writing it The Big Steal, the idea being that Manuel Noriega was blackmailing American government officials and had essentially set up a honey trap where he filmed them doing compromising things sexually and kept a large vault of films to blackmail them. And the idea that the invasion of Panama was merely a diversion to do a bank robbery of that incriminating evidence. A very interesting story, a very plausible story in my opinion. But what's really interesting are the deep ties between the CIA and Hollywood. Now, of course, he was found in an aqueduct dead with his hands cut off, but people who are doing a documentary, some British filmmakers who are doing a documentary about this, I think they call it The Writer Without Hands. They said, well, there might be an innocent explanation for this. Really? Really? I don't know about that. You know, we just had a whistleblower who was a guard at Gitmo talking about how he could no longer live with himself, saying that for the first time he has to speak out. He's written a book. He believes that the CIA murdered detainees, and in one particular case that he goes into a lot of detail on in this article, this is out of Australia, it is news.com.au. This is an Army Staff Sergeant, Joseph Hickman. He said he was on guard at Gitmo on the night that these three people, quote-unquote, committed suicide, and he said in order for them to commit suicide, they would have had to had all three tie their hands and feet together, shove rags down their throats, put masks over their face, made a noose, hung it from the ceiling on the other side of the cell block, and then jumped into the noose and hang themselves all simultaneously. So that's the kind of thing that we see, like this story about the screenwriter who was murdered, saying, well, you know, maybe there's an innocent explanation for why this guy was found underwater a year later in a car with his hands cut off. And he just happened to be writing a story about the CIA. Or maybe there's an innocent explanation. Maybe it was just an accident that Michael Hastings' car just spontaneously blew up going down the road while he was on the run from the government and told people that they were investigating him while he had gotten incriminating evidence on government officials. This guy also goes on to talk about the very details of how he saw these people taken out one by one. Every 4 minutes, they check on the cell blocks. And he said one night, on the night of June 9, 2006, he was on guard at Camp Delta. He saw a paddy wagon return to high security Alpha Block three separate times, each time picking up a prisoner, taking them out of the camp. He claims that he watched the paddy wagon take a left turn outside the checkpoint ACP Roosevelt. He said it would only lead to one of two places, the beach or to Camp No, which we now know was a secret CIA holding facility. And then it was announced that they had all hung themselves. So he said he tried to put it out of his mind, but he really couldn't. So he's written this book to tell the world what he saw. And I think that kind of thing, people whose conscience bothers them, who can't live with this, whose consciences haven't been seared with a hot iron, I think they're going to be the ones who blow the whistle and expose this. I think it comes to a point, even if you work with them in Hollywood, even if you're a writer or a director, at some point, it's got to be so grating that you are going to expose that. And so we get little glimpses of it every now and then. Going back to this case in Hollywood with this screenwriter, Gary DeVore, they have a quote in this article from the Daily Mail saying that an author of a book called The CIA in Hollywood, her name is Trisha Jenkins, said that, of course, she knows that CIA worked off the books to influence Hollywood scripts to an extent that has never been talked about before. She said in one particular instance, and this is not even this film, but it's another one, said one major Hollywood movie that was being produced, it was clear that the CIA had been the principal partner in shaping the original script and its influence, and exceeded that which you might see by an aggressive producer or studio executive. In other words, these guys are writing and producing the films. We saw that with Zero Dark Thirty, pretty much being a propaganda piece for the absurd notion that Osama bin Laden was alive and was killed. But we've also had confessions from people within the CIA. I had John Rizzo, who wrote this book that came out a few months ago. I guess it was last summer that came out, Company Man, talking about how he spent 30 years as the chief lawyer defending the CIA. When he talked about it, he said he looked at the church hearings, and most people, when they looked at the church hearings, and you had the CIA admitting how they had assassination guns and all these different things, at that point in time, people really hadn't gotten that accustomed to the fact that the CIA was assassinating people left and right. People still had a problem with that, as we all should. But, of course, we just get used to it as time goes on. But when he looked at that, rather than being shocked, he thought, the CIA needs a better lawyer. They're really getting a drubbing in front of Congress. Not that we should stop the CIA from murdering people at will and getting away with it, but he thought they need a better lawyer to get them off. So that was his motivation for going there. And, of course, while he was there, he helped to run interference for them on their enhanced interrogation, or as most people call it, torture. You know, waterboarding was something that we prosecuted the Japanese for as war criminals. Some of them were executed for that. But, of course, now we're told that that's something that's necessary. And, of course, when he was promoting this book, one of the more salacious details that came out that people focused on was the fact that there was a Hollywood actor that was an A-list actor that they don't name who said that he would work for the CIA if they would give him $50,000 worth of cocaine. See, everybody knew the CIA was running cocaine in Central America. Gary Webb had exposed that, of course. He was also suicided. It's interesting when they talk about this, they say that Rizzo said, you know, usually you would think that this might be somebody from the right wing in Hollywood. But he said, actually, people that we would normally associate with liberal causes have assisted the CIA in many cases. And he talks about that particular case of the $50,000 worth of cocaine. Of course, he said, I had no idea why he would ever ask me about that. But, of course, the guy did wind up working for the CIA. I think he probably did get his coke. And they pointed out when he was talking about this that he learned of this from one of the CIA's Hollywood recruiters. So they have Hollywood recruiters. They move the narrative on the movies that they want, and they even throw out script ideas for these guys so they can do a little bit of a reveal as to what's going on. Now, there's a story up on Infowars.com from John McAfee, and he's joining the chorus of people who say, as far as the Sony Pictures hack around the interview, he says, I know who hacked Sony Pictures, and it wasn't North Korea. We've heard a lot of experts in cyber warfare and security, and now they're joined by John McAfee. He was talking to the IBT Times UK, talking about his brand called Future Tense, and he said, although he's worked with the FBI in the past, he says he knows in this case the agency is wrong. Nevertheless, we see that being used as justification for the next CISPA. Congressmen, as well as Obama, are all telling us that we need to have access and cyber intelligence sharing. That means that they get access to all of your data, and there's nothing that you can legally do to the corporations because that bill is going to provide immunity to the corporations for turning your data over to them. Stay with us. We're going to be right back with your calls. We've got several of you on there, and we're taking calls on a different line on Sunday. We'll be right back.
Every year we make resolutions to lose weight and get in shape. And the truth is, it's hard, even with diet and exercise, because of toxic food and our environment that is stressing our bodies more than ever before. Working with experts in nutrition and biochemistry, I found that super high-quality nutraceuticals, in addition to my diet and exercise, were the answers that synergistically worked. I can see the drastic changes every day with the amount of weight I've lost, my increased stamina, and more of a twinkle in my eye. That's why we are now so excited to launch the InfoWars Life Resolution Pack, combining three essential formulations: oxygen-based cleanser oxy powder, the Secret 12 bioavailable vitamin B12, and your choice of super female or super male vitality. Now all available at a discounted price to you and your family to bring in the new year and make 2015 a true success. That's InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. 2015 is the year to do it, and it all starts at InfoWarsLife.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight on this Sunday edition. We've been talking about the surveillance state and, of course, what the CIA does in terms of controlling Hollywood to propagandize the people. And when the people in Hollywood don't play along, sometimes they disappear. As we were talking about the exclusive story from the Daily Mail, the reporter, writer without any hands, a screenwriter who said that he knew why we invaded Panama, and it wasn't, of course, the reasons that we were given. He believed that it was to get a stash of sex tapes that Noriega was blackmailing government officials with, that the rest of it was a ruse, that it was essentially a bank robbery. Now, that could just be a fantastic story that he had coming up there, but it's very interesting the way he disappeared, the circumstances of his death, and of course, this was somebody who was very much tied in with the CIA. And just within the week after he died, his widow was visited by not only the FBI, but the CIA, the NSA, and this was, of course, back in 1997, and the Department of Defense. I believe this story was put up because the people who were filming a documentary about this situation got essentially a threat from a Department of Defense contractor, they said, that they should just drop this whole thing. So I think they kind of went public a little bit with this to try to protect themselves. But I want to go to your calls now. We've had some people holding on the line, and we have a different number on Sunday. It's 877-789-ALEX. Let's go to Mark in North Carolina. Mark, you wanted to talk about the police state and the Snowden documents that we've just had another leak of. Go ahead.
Yeah, I want to talk about Snowden and, you know, what a hero the man is and how. But, you know, you're talking about this movie, this producer there.
Yeah, Gary DeVore.
This people who wonder why Snowden, they keep saying, I've heard that fool, that doofus Glenn Beck saying that he's a traitor because he went to Russia and this and that recently. And the other idiots on his show, and I've heard other people say that too. The fact of the matter is, when you know about stuff like what the CIA does, you can understand very well why he would want to leave the country. And the other thing is, what I wanted to say, too, is...
You know, let's pause at that for just a moment. You know, just like we were talking about this Gary DeVore situation, I mean, we've seen over and over again people disappearing in essentially gangland-style hits. And we need to understand that when you have a totally secret organization... like the CIA, the NSA, all of these different government organizations, and now that is filtering out to every aspect of government where they operate without any supervision, without any transparency. When you have that, you are inviting the most criminal elements of our society to essentially run those organizations, and that eventually is what happens. It's not only a corruption of power, but people who are essentially, gangsters realize that if they get control of the CIA, they can run the worldwide drug trade. They can kill anybody that gets in their way. And that's the thing that is so dangerous about this. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Continue with what you're saying.
The other thing is, too, you know, you talk about the mob. The mob works together with the CIA. I'm almost 100% sure that the CIA and the mob work together to kill JFK.
Sure.
And one other thing, too, about Bush. You know, Bush was the president at the time. You know, he was the head of the CIA. I believe he was a CIA agent. I believe he was involved in the Kennedy assassination. I want you to read a book. I'm reading it now, and I think everybody, maybe you've read it already, Family of Secrets by Russ Baker.
Mm-hmm.
It tells you all about what a rotten family this really is, with an evil family, I think. They're right up there with Rockefellers and others, and that's why they want so badly to get this bum, Jeb Bush, in there. As a matter of fact, that's what they want. They want Bush against Clinton. Both, by the way, the Clintons and the Bushes were involved in Mena, Arkansas, in moving the drugs into American ghettos, and that was what Gary Webb was investigating, and that's what what's that guy's name? Who's got the same name as the rat? Oh, Rick Ross.
That's Rick Ross. Rick Ross. That we've had on. Too. Alex talked to him quite a bit. Yeah, that's right.
The people got to understand. This is an evil government we're under right now. We got to get wise. We got to look to do something about this. We can't let this go on. And it's not just the Democrats or the Republicans. This is both of these parties. They're rotten to the core. What do you think Benghazi was involved? Benghazi was involved in gun running. And there's a big thing about a storm. I think they call it storm front or storms on the horizon. The big thing today on their website about you know, what really happened, what's really who really funded ISIS, where ISIS really came from. It started in Libya with the overthrow of Gaddafi, who actually was doing a good job for his people in Libya. Okay? And they wanted desperately to overthrow Assad. I mean, we got to get wise. And this Bush family, every time you look at anything, they seem to be right in the middle of it. You know, I don't think it's a coincidence that Ronald Reagan was almost assassinated when Bush was his vice president either.
Oh, yeah. I don't think so either. You know, this all plays together. It's not just the CIA, but it's the NSA. It's all these organizations as part of this. These latest Snowden documents that were released out of the German paper Der Spiegel. One of the comments that they had was they said it's a stunning approach for them to talk about how just mass surveillance was phase zero, but phase three was going to be total dominance. They said it's a stunning approach that digital spies take when they deliberately undermined the very foundations of the rule of law around the globe. And see, that's the point, is that it's undermining everything about our government. The corruption is so pervasive, so out in your face now, and how do we pull this back? Then they point out, you know, a lot of people think that this isn't anything that really affects them, even the spying aspect of it. But they point out in this article that even if you don't have something that you're concerned about them seeing on your computer, or you're not concerned that you're going to lose service to your computer or to your phone if they take down the entire internet, they say this could also take down hospitals. This has real consequences. That's the whole meaning of cyber war. Like any war, it's not going to be just conducted in cyberspace. It is going to have real world consequences in terms of taking down hospitals, in terms of taking down power and infrastructure, just the same as if you had launched a bomb on them. But it's also beyond that. As Julian Assange pointed out, and we mentioned this before, he had a great quote. He said, "Twitter has now become a police interview that never ends. Facebook has all of your friends wearing a wire. And YouTube has you in the dock talking to the judge." And he says, "Every social media user creates a vast library of statements that can be taken out of context by vengeful or ambitious officials. Users should be displayed their Miranda rights every time they log on." See, that's what the public doesn't understand. They don't understand how this is going to be used, misused, and even abused by people to come after innocent people who haven't really done anything, to blackmail government officials. It's a very serious matter. Let's go to Rick in Tampa. You said you wanted to talk about the article I mentioned earlier about the president versus Congress. Go ahead.
Yes. Hey, David, how you doing? First-time caller, new listener, and I'm very happy to see that Infowars.com's out there to spread the word about what's going on out there in America. I would just like to say that, you know, this mainstream media nowadays here, I mean, with President Obama always bypassing Congress like he does, he always announces, "Well, I have to go around Congress." And he doesn't realize it. Isn't Congress elected by the people of the United States? I mean, don't we elect these people to do the things that we, how we want our country run? And every time he goes around that, he should be saying that I'm just going to bypass the American people instead of saying bypass Congress. And the American and the mainstream media doesn't pick up on that. They use it, Congress, as a word that doesn't really mean anything to anybody anymore on TV, because it's,
well, that's true. But you know, the Congress, is Rick. The Congress is also complicit in this. Look at Boehner. Of course, he wants the same things that Obama wants. He wants the same thing that Harry Reid and Nancy Pelosi want. He's working for a lot of the same corporate masters, and so he never calls them out on it. And, you know, really, Rick, this is something that's been going on for a long time, where the Congress has abdicated their lawmaking authority for decades to bureaucracies, to the EPA or to the IRS. And now we see that the control of the Internet is what they're trying to turn over to the FCC. Every time a regulatory agency like that gets control of some aspect of society or the economy, then we have this multiplication of regulations that grow exponentially because there's no check or control on them, and there's nothing that we, the people, can do about it. The Congress purposely turns this over to them, lets them run wild, and then they can appear as the savior, reining in an out-of-control bureaucracy occasionally. But for the most part, it doesn't happen. And so we see that Obama says, "I don't need any regulation or any ruling from Congress about net neutrality. I'm going to say that the FCC controls the Internet, and they get to decide." And once they control that, we're going to see an explosion of regulations like we have from the EPA or from the IRS. Stay with us. We're going to be right back, taking your calls at 877-789-ALEX. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You ever hear about Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle kits? At Guns80.com, they are the 80% specialists, helping to protect our privacy. Look, there are forces out there right now trying to register guns for future confiscation. UN treaties threatening our Second Amendment and our freedom. You need a Ghost AR-15. Get it at Guns80.com. Call 844-2GUNS80. That's 844-248-6780. Own an AR-15 today and keep it a secret. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. 844-2GUNS80.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.